Dennis's bill would mandate city entities report staff demographics to the council annually, as well as develop strategies to improve diversity. The bill also creates the position of Equal Opportunity Manager within the city's Human Rights Commission. That last stipulation is what gave some on the Rules Committee pause. The Equal Opportunity Manager position was cut during the economic recession, and Councilman Danny Becton says he's unconvinced it needs to be reestablished.
It just seems like we're going to have this person sitting over here in this agency that is not going to have really any stick to make this happen, and they're just going to be a watchdog, so to speak.
Becton argues the position would be better suited in the city's Human Resources Department, but Human Rights Commission Director Charlene Taylor Hill says that presents a conflict of interest. The city's HR department should not be monitoring its own diversity progress. Council President Laurie Boyer agreed. She also says requiring diversity reports without having a manager oversee the program rings hollow.
We're going to adopt programs where we set goals and we have objectives that we are trying to achieve in terms of diversity, and then we have people come down who complain to us that we're not meeting them, but we don't do anything affirmatively to try to improve the situation. Shame on us.
There are no penalties in the bill for agencies that don't meet diversity goals. Dennis says he wants to steer clear of instituting anything akin to quotas. The bill has one more committee stop before a full council vote. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.